Here on this Tuesday morning, I hope everybody is doing well and joining us in studio this morning. Of course, she is here every Tuesday. It is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. And before we get started on most of our stuff, you kind of want to start off with a save the date, correct?
That's right. So I want to make sure that everyone puts this on your calendar. September the 26th will be the last Saturday in September, and save the date for our final movie night in the park. This week, we will be deciding what that movie will be, so we'll be putting it out on social media. It's being sponsored by the Young Professionals of Independence. They're going to be using movie night as kind of their family get-together. They have an annual family gathering kind of party theme, and so they're going to use movie night as a way to get all of the young professionals together with their families out in the park. So we look forward to a good group of people coming out for that on September 26th. So put that in your calendar, save the date, and we'll let you know what the movie's going to be. So watch social media.
Absolutely. So definitely watch out for that. Always some fun movies that you guys show. And then starting looks like this Saturday will be a artist exhibit at the museum.
That's right. So it already kicked off. Artist exhibit at the museum is happening now through the 19th. So be sure and check out all the museum has to offer. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday, and they have lots of great exhibits and great booths to see on a regular basis. But right now they have a special artist exhibit going on, so be sure and check that out.
All right, again, so that's going to run through the 19th. And of course, as it is every Saturday, recycling going on this Saturday.
Recycling just happened last Saturday.
Oh, okay,
But we have recycling going on every Tuesday. So that's today from 11 to 1. Every Thursday from 8 to 2, you can swing by and drop off large debris and appliances and furniture and bulky items and things like that. But I do want to give a shout out and a request. We're needing volunteers to help us at the sanitation yard on the first Saturday of every month. So the next first Saturday will be October the 3rd, and the Lions Club will actually be helping on that particular first Saturday. But as we approach the fall months with November, December, and on into January, we're needing volunteers. So if you're somebody that would like to volunteer for from 8 to noon, we would gladly take you up on that. Be sure and give us a call at 331-1890 to volunteer. And remember that recycling is every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And you can also drop off those large, bulky items.
And, of course, then this is a really good event coming up. In remembrance of the events of 9/11, RSVP for County has created Sirens and Snacks.
That's right. So we had First Friday last week, and we had a lot of donations, and we want to continue that. We're hoping that we can acquire a lot of individually wrapped snacks so that our police officers can put those in the squad cars. And when they come into contact with the youth of the community, they can use that that snacking option kind of to build relationships and rapport with the youth of our community, as well as it can be a source of comfort if, they're in a situation, in a domestic situation where kids might be, scared or fearful and things like that. So we're hoping that those snacks will bring comfort to them as well. So bring your individually wrapped snacks to either the chamber office in Independence or Coffeyville, or you can drop them off at the Community National Bank in Independence or in Coffeyville. Two great locations.
Absolutely. And then the community is invited to celebrate Lori Kelly's retirement from Equity Bank.
That's right. So Lori Kelly is retiring from Equity Bank, and they are having a special recognition for her Friday from 11 to 1. That's this week. You can just swing by, stop by, drop off a congratulatory card, or just wish her well. And that will be at Equity Bank, as I mentioned, from 11 to 1. She has been there for 32 years at that same location. So what an accomplishment. What a celebration she deserves to have, along with her husband, Dr. Greg Kelly, who's been practicing for, I think, 35 years plus in the community, but he's had his own practice for 33 years, and he just sold his practice to Dr. Grant Webster. And so they've made the transition. So we want to wish both Lori and Greg well. And I say that because they've given a lot to the community. Mm-hmm. They've been very active and involved community citizens. And we appreciate everything that they've done through the years. So I want to give them a big shout out and just remind everyone to swing by and tell Lori, congratulations.
Absolutely. And then it's time to clean out the attic because it's time for the 13th annual Can Okla 100-mile highway sale, and that starts this Friday.
That's right. So actually, when I leave here, I'm going to swing by the Coffeyville Chamber and talk to Sam about the sales that are happening in Coffeyville, try to make sure we're all on the same page. So it is. It's this weekend. It's a big deal. It's the 13th annual Can Okla 100-mile highway sale and the independent citywide garage sales scheduled for Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th. Permits are free. They're available at City Hall. And I'll tell you, they were due on Friday, but I took off work on Friday and went to Kentucky to be with my daughter as she purchased a wedding dress this weekend. So everybody, because of that, is going to get a little bonus time because I did not pick up the permits on Friday. So you actually, I'll give you till about noon today to get those permits in, and then we'll be sure and get you on the map. So get down to City Hall and fill out your permit and the form that's necessary to be listed on the map, and then we print about 1,500 of those maps. So there are a lot of people in town from all across the nation, actually, that come and make this pass through this 100-mile Can Okla sale every year, taking all of the good Midwestern treasures back out to the coast and doing who knows what. What with them probably repurposing them, selling them online, doing whatever in their flea markets. But anyway, so that is this weekend. Be sure and get to the City Hall and get your permit.
And if you're wanting some good num 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 num, a pancake breakfast is being hosted by the Independence Optimist Club this Saturday.
That's right. So along with the Can Okla Highway Sale, you can get up extra early and get some pancakes before you hit the trail for the sale. Pancake breakfast is scheduled this Saturday. It's from 7 to noon at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And tickets are only $5. You can buy them at the door. You can get them from any Optimist Club member. You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce. They're amazing pancakes. You get sausage, and it's just a fun time. It's a great way to support the Optimist Club. Their platform is to be a friend of youth. They give to many worthy causes in our community, so it's important that they get our support. And I will tell you that they have takeout breakfast as well. So if you're someone who doesn't have time to stay, doesn't feel comfortable staying, be sure and come in anyway, wear your mask and get some pancakes to go. We will be socially distancing all of the tables appropriately. We will be asking when people come in how many are in their group, and we will be putting them at tables so that they can stay together as a family unit. And then we will be sanitizing all those tables for the next group. So we are taking lots of precautions. People should feel comfortable coming in. But either way, we just encourage you to come get pancakes, either stay and eat or take them and go.
And then also coming up this Saturday, a lot of things going on this Saturday. EAA chapter will host a fly-in.
That's right. So I went to this last summer, and it was so much fun. It is the EAA chapter 980. They are hosting a fly-in this weekend, and there will be food and fun and flying. Lots of awesome airplanes are going to be out there. They're going to have experimental aircraft on the runway. They will have antique airplanes. The pilots will be out there. They're going to be sharing some safety tips and just learning all about flying and aviation. And so it's a great way to expose our youth to aviation. So be sure and come out to the airport this Saturday from 8 to noon. They too are serving a breakfast, so you can, if you are thinking about going out there for that, you can eat breakfast out there as well, or you can hit the pancake feed for the Optimist Club, and you can still go out to the fly-in because they're going to be out there until noon. So lots of fun things happening.
There you go. Just eat at both places and
and
enjoy the fly-in, and then do some walking on the Canocla 100-mile highway. So coming up is a virtual fun run fundraiser.
That's right. So Yana Julian, it is her memorial fun run that they have every year. She was a super woman, a great friend, made a huge impact on our community, and had a true love for independence. And so the family has a memorial fun run for her every year. And this year, of course, you know, we can't all get out and run in big groups and things like that. So they're doing a virtual fun run. So you can go to Yana's Facebook page, go to Yana Julian Fun Run, or you can just search Yana Julian. It will pop right up. And so what they're asking is that everyone just gets out and that you wear maybe your favorite Yana Julian Fun Run shirt from years past, and that you snap a picture of yourself when you're out on your walk or your run, and then tag their Facebook page. And so they're just going to do a fun virtual run. You can still donate to the cause. They do a Yana Julian scholarship to high school senior, and they do lots of other good things with those funds. So we just encourage you to remember Yana and think about her this weekend and participate in the virtual fun run.
And coming up, not one, but two ribbon cuttings coming up, which is always exciting.
It is. You know, for the longest time, we kind of had to put the skids on our ribbon cuttings and things because of COVID. And we're getting back out there and welcoming all of our new members. So we're kind of getting caught up on some members that have had their membership for a while and getting these ribbon cuttings taken care of. But these are two young professionals that we're super excited to recognize and honor. The first one will be Wednesday, September the 16th. So that's next week. Mark that on your calendar at 5:30 in the evening. So right after work, you can go to 108 West Main, and we're having a ribbon cutting for Emily Klubine, who operates Premier Worksite Solutions. And we just are super excited to recognize Emily. She and her husband, Brian, are young professionals. Brian's from Independence, and they have chosen to make Independence their home when they got married. And so we're lucky enough that we got to reap the benefits of that marriage, and we have a new young professional in our community with Emily, and she's super nice, and we want to recognize her and her ribbon cutting. And then another great young professional who's actually from Independence, grew up here, went to school here, and now is opening up a business. I believe he's actually purchased some rental property, so kind of an entrepreneur, and his name is Omar El-Shabassi, and he has 312 West Chestnut. He has Indie Barber Studio, and his will be on Friday the 18th. So we'll do Emily's on Wednesday, then we'll wait a day and do Omar's on Friday. Both of them will be after work at 5:30, and the location of the Indie Barber Shop is 312 West Chestnut. So I'll give a shout out to them next week as well. We encourage everyone to come to the ribbon cuttings. These are opportunities for us as citizens to show our support for our businesses and their investment that they're making in our community. So if you are listening, you do not have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. You just have to be a citizen who wants to show their support of our young professionals or our business professionals and for business in general. So be sure and mark those on your calendar next Wednesday and Friday, both of them at 5:30, and they are listed on our Facebook page as well.
Please tell me you have the gigantic scissors.
We do have the gigantic scissors,
they're
sharp.
That is the best part right there, is getting to cut it with the gigantic scissors.
That's right.
Also coming up, Are you ready for some football? And it's going to be interesting the next 2 weeks, though, for the Independence High School football team because they're playing the same opponent.
That's right. They're going to see the same faces out on the field, but in different locations. So this weekend, they will be playing Fort Scott in Fort Scott. And next weekend, on Friday, September the 18th, will be the Independence High School Bulldogs' first home game as they take on Fort Scott again. So that kickoff will be at 7 o'clock at Schulte Stadium. And we want to give a big shout out to everyone involved in the football season. So the coaches, the football players. I don't know if the band will be out there, cheerleaders, but we just want to give them some love and some shout outs. And just we're thankful that school is still going in the positive direction and they're taking lots of precautions to keep our kids safe and well. And so we're looking forward to football. And then we want to make sure that everyone knows that there's an opportunity to support the youth through joining the Independence High School Bulldog Booster Club. And they have memberships that range anywhere from $50 up to $150. There's different perks to those memberships, but you can contact the high school for more information or you can check out their Facebook page. But it's a way for you to support all the youth at the high school. So they have lots of different areas of support and different levels of support. So please check out the high school's Facebook page and think about joining the Bulldog Booster Club.
And so I talked to Coach Black this past weekend. He says it's going to be interesting because the first game is not going to be considered a conference game. The second one will be considered a conference game. So he has to watch how he plays his hand this first game because he doesn't want to give everything away because the second one is a conference game while the first one's not. So,
oh, okay.
So he says he's got to watch how he plays his hand this week. So, and then, if you're wanting to, I think you were talking about this, helping out all of IHS athletics. In fact, I think it's helping out the entire school. I think you talked about it was the Independence Bulldog Booster Club.
That's right. So it's not just for all the athletes. They help in a lot of different areas. So.
And then Saturday, September 19th, so this one coming up here in just a couple of weeks, will be the First Responders Poker Run and Appreciation Day.
That's right. So this is a fundraiser to be able to give money back to our first responders, a very important group of people in our community, and everyone loves to be able to support our first responders. And so Abate District 3 is having, as you mentioned, a big poker run and appreciation day out in the park. So there'll be free miniature golf and free train rides and carousel rides. The first bike out for the poker run will leave at 10:30. And I don't know if I mentioned the date, but that will be Saturday the 19th. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday out at Riverside Park. And again, the first bikes out will go at 10:30. And they're going to be stopping at six different places. My Place, Ballers, the American Legions, 20, 138, and 139. And then their final stop will be at the VFW 1186 in Independence with an after party featuring the band Straight Away. And so they have lots of fun things planned out in the park. They're selling t-shirts to raise money. So you can go to their Facebook page as well. And Abate is spelled A-B-A-T-E. And that's Abate of Kansas, District 3. Look them up. If you have questions, you can give us a call at the chamber again, and we'll point you in the right direction. But again, this is just a way for them to help raise money for our first responders. So please participate and donate if you can.
And the VFW would like to invite the community to bingo night every Monday evening. That's always a lot of fun playing some bingo.
That's right. So yesterday was the holiday, so no bingo yesterday, but we'll be back in full bingo swing next week. So the 14th will be bingo night. And I always mention that just to support our local VFW and make people aware of what's going on there. However, you really need to check out their Facebook page because they have different meal nights. They They're great cooks up there, so they have lots of activities beyond just bingo. So check out the VFW's Facebook page, and again, remember that bingo is every Monday evening. Doors fly open about 5, and the games start at 7. Bingo packs are only $7, and it's a lot of fun.
You can't beat that. No. Only $7. It's gonna be, that's always a lot of fun. I love playing some bingo, and I used to play. My grandmother actually used to take me to a bingo hall, and I would watch her, and she would have like 18 sheets, and she'd be like, I'm just like, her mind was very sharp so that she could keep track of all that, because I was like confused watching it how she could see all that. And then of course on September 25th, this is kind of another save the date, coming up is the glow in the dark miniature golf.
That's right. So the park has put into motion another fun activity in the park. It is glow in the dark. They always have it on the last Friday of the month. And that started back in June. So June, July, and August. And now we have one coming up in September. And then our final one will be October. So don't miss out. September the 25th, it will be from 8:30 to 11, kind of the approximate time frames. So it gets darker earlier. And then the final one will be October the 23rd. Again, that one will start around 8:30. And there will be drawings for free shirts and games of miniature golf and Love Indy bracelets. And the cost per person is incredibly affordable at $5. Concessions will be available. It's just fun to get out and do something different. So just encourage everyone to take advantage of these last couple of months of glow in the dark golf in the park.
I know what you mean about, you know, I think sunset tonight is at 7:38. So it seemed, I think it was just a month ago, it was like 8:30 or something like that. So it's definitely getting darker quicker. And then of course the Main Street receipt program is still going on.
That's right. So Main Street reported that 42 people have turned in receipts, and they still have about $1,500 remaining in funds to give out. I think they started with $5,000 or $6,000. And over $43,000 have been turned in receipts. So that's crazy. And I know if somebody's doing the math, they're like, that doesn't work out. But the point in telling you that $43,000 have been turned in receipts is because the maximum you can get back is $100. So if you go into Messenger Furniture and you spend $3,000 on furniture, you're going to take your $3,000 receipt in to the Main Street office, while you're only going to get credit for $500 of that purchase, because for every $50, you get 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the fact still remains that people have been shopping local and they've been spending lots of money helping our small businesses. So I want to make sure that everyone realizes the impact that that makes and the progress that we are making, because $43,000 since this started, and it hasn't been going on that many weeks, is phenomenal. So big pat on the back to everyone who is shopping local. And we just encourage everyone to continue to do so and take advantage of that. So if you're shopping in Main Street members' stores, and you can check that out on the Main Street Facebook page, then be sure and save those receipts and turn them in.
Because those businesses, they definitely help the community when things are going on. And so it's time for the community to turn around and help them, because things have been a little weird thanks to COVID-19. So
that's right.
And then, of course, there's just a few changes here on a few of the dinners that are going on, correct?
Yes. So I wanted to give you a little bit of information for those that are listening and might find themselves in a situation where they're needing a free meal. And if they are needing a meal for their family, if you know somebody who would benefit for this, you know, from this, because this is a serious time. I mean, there are, you know, people have lost their jobs and it's hard economically. And, you know, when times are tough, keeping our families fed is really a challenge. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that we have the Community Access Center, and they have a food pantry that people can go to and visit and receive some food to sustain them and get them through this difficult time. And also every Tuesday evening, is the Open Arms Diner at the First Christian Church. And that is at 319 West Laurel. So that's tonight. And it's from 5 to 6, and it's carry out only. They used to have the Open Arms Diner inside, but because of COVID, they are continuing to have it. However, it is carry out. So that free meal is open to anyone who might be able to benefit from a free meal. So again, the address for that is 319 West Laurel. It's this evening, every Tuesday evening from 5 to 6. And then I will let you know that every Thursday evening, there is a cuff meal, and that's Community United Feeding Friends. And it typically takes place in the Episcopal Church, but because of COVID, they have moved it to the Wesley Center. That's at 111 East Maple, and that too is carry out only. And that will be at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. So Tuesday evening at the First Christian Church from 5 to 6, carry out only, 319 West Laurel. And Thursday evenings, the cuff meal at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple at 6 o'clock, carry out only.
All right, so those are the meals that are going on. And if you missed any of that information, how can they get a hold of you, Lisa, if they have any questions about that or anything else going on?
That's right. They can get a hold of us three different ways. They can give us a call at 331-1890. They can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence, or they can check out our website and everything. Most of the flyers are on there, if not all of them. And you should be able to find what you're looking for. However, if you don't, because we make errors. If you don't find what you're looking for, call and tell me two things. Well, call and do two things. Call and ask me what you need to know and tell me that you can't find it, and we will make sure that people can find that information.
All right. So be sure to get a hold of them. Again, lots of different ways to do it. And also, if you missed anything else, you can contact her, or we'll have the interview up on our website. In fact, I'm going to do that here in just a moment. It'll be up on our website, kggfradio.com. So be sure to check that out here in a little bit. Well, Lisa, I thank you so much for coming in today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. I keep forgetting the day sometimes.